producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
This is the Good Day program with Doug Steffen and my friends Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. All about fairness. There are people, I've made comments about this. It works on both sides all around. The idea that in a political world, you will offend somebody if you take a position on the other side of their political morality, if that's what it is. And there are people, one of the people that has a radio station that carries this program, got a call from somebody who is on the left side of things, a magazine that they carry in their community. The person who had the subscription to this magazine wasn't happy because... They're not open-minded. We know that. I'm dealing with that all the time. Radio stations and companies. You remember the story, Roberta, when I'm trying to remember. Richie, you may be better at this than I am in remembering exactly when it happened, but it was quite a while ago. I'm going to guess. This would have been, 14, 15 years ago. The radio station in Benton, Arkansas that carried us, I got a call from the marketing manager at Walmart.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I had said something.
And Doug was on the rollback pricing, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, he was on one of his Walmart rants.
I was on one of my Walmart
rants. Destroying America, you know.
Right. Because I'm a farmer, and they've destroyed a lot of small town businesses and stuff like that. And people say, well, they've helped people save money in these communities. I don't know. You have to weigh it. It's like
I make up for it. Look, I'm a Target and Walmart shopper, so yeah. You know. So it's like our yin and our yang. So there you go.
Okay. Well, it applies to politics. It applies to my agricultural roots and my dislike for Monsanto. And then here, Walmart is great at giving me opportunities to take shots. So, by the way, in terms of, if you haven't ever heard the story about Walmart, I had said something, as Richie just suggested, that wasn't flattering. And Walmart was spending money at that time advertising on the program. And so the local station got a call from the person that was the marketing director of Walmart. And then the station called the syndicator, or not the syndicator, somehow or other, it got back to the buyer. This is a moderately complicated scenario, and you don't have to know all about what's in the weeds. But the bottom line is that they wanted me to apologize for what I said. And I said I wouldn't apologize for what I said. In fact, I underscored what I had said again. And because in my heart, in my mind, it was true. And if I'm going to be pushed around by the money from the advertisers, if I'm going to be influenced by their money, then everything I say on the air is hypocrisy. Because when I talk about politicians and how corrupt they're becoming because of the money that's spent by interests, whether it's Monsanto, I mean, it's everywhere. It's the electric companies. It's the Wall Street people. It's everywhere. And the money is coming into the coffers in unprecedented amounts. Billions of dollars is going to be used to bribe members of Congress and the Senate this year. And that's all it is. It's a complete bribe. It's looking for access. That's the reality of it. So if I can't talk about all this, we'd have basically nothing to talk about.
Right, exactly.
Because there's so much corruption. So when I get a toot from somebody who's upset because I'm talking about Monsanto, I just say, I'm sorry that you feel that way. But, you know, if we don't have this conversation, it happened to the guy who's close to us said he agreed with my position. And most people do when you think it out. The Monsanto thing is about whether you have a choice to choose your own food, the kind of food you want, and how do you know if it's not labeled? All I want is to have labels. You choose whatever you want, but I want to see a label. as to where it came from and what's in it. That's what I want to see. And the law, by the way, requires that you have a nutritional label on everything that's sold. So if it has a nutritional label and the impact of nutrition is affected by how it's grown or where it comes from, why isn't that there just as a matter of course? Because Monsanto and their ilk don't want you to know, because you wouldn't choose it if you knew. That's the bottom line. Have you got any common sense? So, all right, along comes the latest Walmart routine. That's what I was building up to. There's a...
Let's just take on everybody this morning.
Okay. All right. The fellow who runs Walmart's a guy named Doug McMillon. He's been in Bentonville all his life. Most of the people that run Walmart are friends of the family. They've been there all along. They either knew Sam, worked for Sam, you know, that kind of stuff. They're still around. Anyway, he said today that they at Walmart are going to improve their standing with customers no matter what. Well, so how's it working out so far? Not so great, at least not yet. This is the largest retailer in the world. You know that. The latest Consumer Satisfaction Index, ACSI, is out today, and Walmart ranks last among department stores. Dead last. They also rank worst among the supermarkets and health and personal care stores. So there's a survey that affects the department stores, discount stores, supermarkets, that sort of thing, health care, because Walmart wants to be everything to everybody, and they're nothing to nobody because they're at the bottom. So how do they stay in business? How is it that Bernie Sanders can get up and say the Walmart family is the richest family in America and we need to take their money away from them? So if the service is so bad, how come those people are so wealthy? Where's the disconnect here? If people don't like, it's like me flying American Airlines. Their service sucks.
It's the prices.
They're
that's
the
all
lowest.
They care about.
Well, it isn't even that in America. I'm just so invested.
I cannot get my wife not to go to Walmart.
I'm you like, couldn't. Because it's so much cheaper.
Right. Yeah. I'm like.
But what are you buying, Richie?
Baby,
it's crap listen, that you're
please.
Buying.
She buys soap and shampoo.
Yeah.
And
all that's what it really saves you a lot of money on.
But
when
you can't
I
you go to Target and get the same stuff for about the same price?
Not
and
the
in
same
fact,
price.
No. Look, I love Target.
How much more expensive is it?
And not a lot more either.
Is it really?
I love Target. I go to Target a lot. I could stay in Target for hours. Mm. But when I used to wear contact lenses, I don't anymore because I had LASIK surgery, but Walmart had the cheapest, I mean, and that's where I kind of discovered it. As far as contact solution, it was $2 or $3 cheaper than anybody else I could ever find. And so that's where I think they really make a killing is off
right.
those beauty and personal mm-hmm. items.
And my wife
it's
is just
a lot
too
cheaper.
Cheap to, she doesn't care. All I want is a price.
The AC.
I can't walk into a Walmart. It is so.
I've never been in it. A Walmart.
Dark. It's
never.
I just
hear you guys talking about it, and people said I got an email or something from somebody. You hypocrite.
You are.
You talk about Walmart.
You've
never been in it.
One. You should. Walk
I talk
into
about
one.
McDonald's. Never been in a McDonald's either.
You should walk into one.
All right.
Well, I don't know. The ones
you
in
know,
Louisiana are beautiful. The ones in the New Orleans
Walmart
are beautiful.
And white flag
yeah.
on the play. Maybe
yeah.
I believe you've never been to Walmart, but I know you've been to McDonald's because. I know you've had their shakes.
Or their fish.
Oh, I went in to buy one for Ed. Yeah, I did do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, not true.
You know what?
I did buy a McDonald's.
Hey, by this time next week, I want to see a video of you walking through the aisle of Walmart.
I've been walking.
Shopping.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll take you to Walmart.
One of the problems is for a lot of places, and that includes here in New Orleans where I am right now, there are few places to shop that where you can get everything at once other than Walmart. They just don't exist. Mm. Walmart is basically the only game in town.
No, everybody's a big box store now. There's a hardware store
anymore.
Not in New Orleans, not in the city of New Orleans.
What, box
no,
stores
no,
there?
No,
nah,
no
there's
big
nothing
box
missing.
Stores.
New Orleans,
there's
well, you've been
Costco
in New Orleans.
And there's Costco and there's
all,
Walmart.
It's all
that's
local.
It.
They're all neighborhoods there, and they don't have room for anything. You've been in New Orleans. You know what it's like.
Yeah,
when
yeah
you're
I don't
out.
Remember.
There's nothing there.
You know
there's no room for that kind of stuff.
Even if you go out into the suburbs, yeah, you'll have the malls with the big box stores, but still Walmart rules here.
Yeah.
I mean, and believe me, I hate walking into it, but if I need something, it's the only game in town.
You know where they're brilliant.
So remind me to go into a Walmart store. I'll take my video.
And they're nice. Actually, they're quite nice here.
This is where they're brilliant.
Walmart?
Is that they're helping the poor, Doug.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. They're helping the people that don't have a lot of money.
Right.
You got to save the Walmart. Bernie Sanders for Walmart. Helping the poor.
Is Bernie Sanders for Walmart? What is he doing?
I would imagine that he would not speak up against Walmart.
Really?
I would imagine that his constituency that he's trying to reach.
He's against choice. So I would imagine something like Walmart.
He's against choice?
Yeah. He wants you to have one deodorant. He said he thinks that there's too many deodorant brands on the market.
All right. So here are the...
That's your candidate, Roberta.
All right. Richie. We've got 60 seconds here.
Yeah.
I'm going to go through all of the top 15 according to the ACSI rating. All right, you ready for this, everybody?
Sure.
The rankings, I'll start at the bottom and go to the top. These are the department stores, discount stores, ranking by this study of the American Consumer Institute. Ready?
Sure.
Walmart, number 15. Sears, number 14. Macy's, 13. Ross, Dress for Less, 12. JCPenney, 11. Dollar General, 10. Target, 9. Major Meyer? How do you pronounce that? I don't know that store chain.
Don't know it.
Meijer. Yeah, they're up in the upper Midwest, I think. They're in the 8th position. Dollar Tree, 7. Kohl's, 6. Belk Stores, 5. What does that mean? All others. I don't know what that means. Fred Meyer, 3. Dillard's, 2. The most popular store in the country for customer service is Nordstrom's.
Gets
82% rating.
Right, yeah.
Walmart gets the same.
They kiss your butt when you walk out of that store because they're killing you.
Well, you can take back anything, and they will never question it.
But needless markup is in the category with a 4. Some of those other, Bloomberg. What am I looking for? The blue with a big, what's the big?
Kmart?
No. Big expensive department store that begins with a B. Who is that, Roberta?
Bloomingdale's.
Bloomingdale's, thank you.
Bloomingdale's.
Ding, 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 I said Bloomingdale's.
Are there even Bloomingdale's around anymore?
Yeah, in the upscale market. Nordstrom's and Bloomingdale's. Yeah, not a lot of them anymore. But
not in my mall.
No. Well, but that's because they're pricey. But you don't see Walmarts in any malls either. They're all self-standing.
Yeah, no.
They don't want to be in a mall. The malls won't have them.
Walmart, Home Depot, and Target, and Petco or PetSmart are the cornerstones of every big box shopping center.
Yeah, you see a lot of Is it PetSmart or Petco?
Either one. Take your choice.
Yeah, what a business that is. Woof. What I love to be in. That is a business. You wouldn't believe how any pet thing is fantastic. It's 19 past the hour here on Good Day.
7-Eleven now has these amazing new breakfast melts. And they're only $2.99.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Our announcer decided to try the product. He was trying to explain 7-Eleven has two new melts that are toasted in-store. A bacon, egg, and cheese, and a sausage bacon and cheese. Both with thick-cut hickory-smoked bacon and aged cheddar cheese served on an artisan ciabatta roll for only
$2.99. Only at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, only at 7-Eleven.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, 3 of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 8866 at checkout. Code 8866.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
See, we had 24 minutes after the hour. Today's video of the day at DougSteffen.com is from the folks at Mashable. They present Eva Longoria, who performs the Spice Girls' Wannabe as a soap opera star. Listen, we got to watch it. It's really cool.
It's the 30th anniversary of the song, so she wanted to do it as a soap opera, right, like soap opera people would.
Yes.
I'll tell you what I want. What I really, really want. So tell me what you want. What you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want. What I really, really want. So tell me what you want. What you really, really want. I want a hat! I want a hat! I want a hat! I want to really, really, really want to ziggy zigga. If you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friends. Make it last forever. Friendship never ends. If you want to be my lover, you got to give. Taking is so easy. That's the way it is. I'll tell you what I want. What I really, really want. So tell me what you want. What you really, really want. I want a hug. I want a hug. I want a hug. I want a hug. I want a really, really, really want a zigga zigga.
Silly.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It makes you realize how stupid these lyrics are.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Lyrical geniuses, the
Spice
Girls.
That is really funny.
All right. So, you know, she's back. She's back.
In a story. Yeah, in telenovela, which is maybe why she's doing soap opera ratings.
Right. And it's really a pretty funny show.
And, well, I saw a little bit of it. I can't confess to understanding what they're. I mean, I get the gist of it, but I don't understand.
I thought it was much better than I expected. And the other one that goes with it is Superstore, speaking of big box stores.
Oh, yeah. What is that all?
Superstore.
It's about a Walmart. It's great.
What goes on? Is this all drama? All
the people. It's a comedy, but it's all the people that
work at
the
Walmart. What's the conflict? We've decided we've got to have anything that's successful in terms of any kind of media,
well, each
this
episode
movie,
is
TVs,
different.
This radio show, has got to be conflict.
The manager of the store is kind of a softy and lets everybody push him around, and he's kind of this real religious guy. I mean, the security, the head security guard, is she's this bullish woman who thinks everybody's trying to steal something. And then you have your, like, your young guy and girl. It's, but it's
America
just
a, Ferrara.
America Ferrara. It's really
what was
a
she
funny,
in?
Funny show.
She was in the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Huh. Really?
It was her big claim to fame.
And she was in that other show with Eva Longoria, actually.
Yeah. Ugly Betty.
Yes.
Okay. So, you're just talking about something that made me think. We haven't talked about the Pope and the whole business about whether he should be talking about capital punishment, global, you know, he's called for the global abolition of the death penalty, saying thou shalt not kill applies to the guilty as well as the innocent. He's got a point there. And I wonder why it is. I have stayed away from it, not purposely. I just have stayed away from it because I think it's being discussed enough. And I really didn't want to get into the whole conversation about him and Trump. But maybe I don't know. Do I need to talk about this, or do you think most people have a handle on it? The right thing.
They got a handle on it.
Comes. I mean, the Pope.
They made the decision.
In his position is right to be saying the death penalty is wrong, because it really is. But those of us who are human, and not like the Pope necessarily, every once in a while think that vengeance has its place. And it's the only place I think the death penalty ought to get used for somebody who does. Like this guy who shot up everything in Kalamazoo, you know, the best thing to do with him is gonzo. So, food for thought. 28 after on Good Day.
Why some farms fail after transitioning to the next generation. The Successful Farming Radio Magazine is brought to you by Kubota. From transporting family and friends to hauling more cargo, Kubota's RTV X1140 utility vehicle allows you to do more. Visit Kubota.com for details.
When it's time to get moving on your to-do list, Kubota's RTV X1140 utility vehicle is ready. With Kubota's smart engineering, the RTV X1140's unique K-vertical design allows you to change quickly from hauling cargo in the hydraulic dumping bed to carrying friends and family with a second row of seating. The RTV X1140 is power, versatility, and a smooth ride in one sleek package. Visit your local Kubota dealer for low-rate, long-term financing going on now. We are Kubota. This is what we do.
Why would a farmer work all his life to build up the farm, but then transition it to a son or daughter in a way that's almost guaranteed to fail? Here's the setup, according to Andy Junkin of Ontario, Canada, who consults with farm families.
Farmers are farming into their 90s, and I think that's awesome. But the problem is that you now have a lot of farmers that are in the 40s and 50s that are taking orders from their fathers. And the fathers still have control of the capital, but more importantly, control all the decision-making on the farm.
Junkin says some farmers may be good at farming, but not so good at teaching.
Farmers are making decisions, thinking that their sons are watching them make decisions, thinking that their sons are learning from them by an apprenticeship type of process. And I think a lot of farmers don't realize that, you know, a couple weeks after the funeral, that you all of a sudden are expected to walk in your dad's footsteps. And you're running a multi-million dollar corporation. And there's a lot of pressure, and a lot of people cave under that pressure.
Learn more at agriculturestrategy.com. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Happy hour, Doug Steffen. Good day program. My friends are aboard. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn.
You're not bored, Dougie.
Aboard. All right, so this is from the Roberta Fasanelli gross out of the day department, because we all agree Roberta is the grossest of all of us.
No doubt.
So last night, Meredith told me that Millie ate a lizard.
Ew.
Who's Millie? Right.
Millie is the
dog.
The dog. Meredith's dog,
okay.
Millie.
So that's natural for a dog.
Protein.
Lizard. Yeah, it's protein.
She was so freaked out by it. It's really interesting.
If you were starving, lizard. The only thing you had was lizards, you would eat it, believe me.
Or if you're a dog and you're bored, you're like, something to run after. Ooh,
right.
I caught
chase
it.
Them around the backyard, down there.
What do I do with them?
I'll eat it.
And it's one of those little Florida lizards, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Just
a little green or brown ones.
But,
yeah.
But Millie had a
hors d'oeuvre.
Mouse and dropped the mouse in the back door.
Yeah, that's.
She was saying,
so
what's the gift for the master that has everything? A mouse.
A mouse.
How do you differentiate if you're a dog between a mouse and a lizard?
Well, when it's in your tongue for 2 or 3 minutes, you kind of go, or I like this.
Tastes like chicken.
And the one you go, gave to Meredith.
Well, a mouse has fur. Maybe the dog didn't like the fur part.
That could be it. All right. I just want to get to the bottom of that. So from, this is the kind of stuff that sends people over the edge. There are a lot of things that send people over the edge. There are a couple of these, however, that are worth our attention. One of them, because it sort of sounds like a chapter out of that movie Room that has been popular, up for a couple of Academy Awards. This is the story of a doctor who authorities say imprisoned a woman for 6 days in a cement bunker. And he was arrested, sentenced to 10 years in prison, convicted of kidnapping. The trial in which prosecutors said he drugged the woman and brought her to this bunker near his home. This sounds like a Bill Cosby. And, you know, there are apparently, I'm moderately naive when it comes to this stuff, a lot of this sort of thing that goes on all the time when women are victimized by men in powerful positions, whether it be doctors. In this case, this woman came into this doctor's office for treatment. He drugged her and he brings her home. I mean, what kind of a warped mind does that in the first place? Mm-hmm. And you do the Bill Cosby thing and that warped thing. Here's another one. A sports reporter named Erin Andrews is going to get, well, she's trying to get $75 million out of Marriott because they apparently let a fellow into the room. This woman is being stalked by this guy. So she gets a room in a Marriott when she's on assignment. This guy stalking her gets a room next door and somehow drills a hole so he can see her.
And he, by the way, requests the room next door.
Right. So he rigged the people, shot video of her naked, and was sentenced to...
so creepy.
This was a big deal. I mean, I don't know if you remember.
A couple of years ago.
Four years ago.
Yeah.
When it released, it went big on the internet, and it's horrible for her.
Yep. But she's the one who's suing the Marriott for $75 million. It's going to court this week. That's why it's around now. But I bring them, I put the three of them together, because there are so many perverts around. I don't even know how you define perversion. It's what
is normal.
Well,
somehow they get the high off of being the predator. I mean, think about what we talked about with Bill Cosby. I mean, he's a big star. He could sleep with whoever he wanted to sleep with, and in some cases, that's exactly what he did.
Yeah.
But in these cases from the women, why did he have to drug them? Why did he have to give them the drug, take advantage of them when they had too much wine? I mean, look, I think there's some responsibility for the women that would take a pill and alcohol from a guy.
Yeah, why are you in that position?
Well,
why do you put yourself in that position?
Right.
Oh,
right.
You know.
Right.
Someone says, here, take this pill and swallow it and here's some wine.
No, he dropped it into the drink without them knowing.
Right.
But some of them did know they were taking the pill.
And this doctor who got 10 years, he's entrusted to be taking care of her as a patient, and he drugs her enough so that she's out of it. He drags her out of the office, puts her in his car, and brings her home, and puts her in a bunker and has his way with her for a week.
Clearly, these are people that have an issue with needing control. These are predators.
Yeah, they really are. But yet this is something that goes on all too frequently. It's very distressing to know that it does, that we have this sort of ilk in our society. It's I don't know, troublesome. Liz Cho, you know who she is, Roberta?
Sounds familiar.
She's an anchor at WABC.
Yes, in New York.
On television in New York. She was arrested yesterday.
Oh, really?
For talking on her phone. She has a brand new BMW, and the policeman found she had no insurance on her car. Suspended driver's license.
Yeah.
Okay, so she has...
Ooh, she's a mess.
No driver's license. She has no insurance. And
she's talking on
the phone. And I guess I bring this up because I think a lot of these people who do this are entitled or think they are. And so when they get into trouble and it makes the news, they don't want it covered. They'd be covering it if somebody else did it.
Oh, and loving it.
Right. But they don't want to do it. They don't want it done on them or for them. What's the correct language there? They don't want it done to them. I guess maybe that's it. So double standards, but we know that exists everywhere, and it's part of the corruption. Maybe it's just part of the human condition. We are corruptible, therefore there is corruption. If we weren't corruptible, there wouldn't be corruption. Am I right?
You're so smart.
Right. So let's say Monsanto came to me and said, we're going to give you $1 million to stop talking about us the way you do on the air.
Would you take it?
Would I take it?
I'd kill you if you didn't.
Monsanto, call me. I'll never talk about you again. Really don't talk about you all that much now, so it's no problem.
Uh-huh.
$1 million, sure. We all have our price.
Yeah, but see, Doug, he's different.
It depends on what it's for, though.
I'd take it in a heartbeat. Doug wouldn't.
For something like Monsanto, I would take the $1 million. But you know what? I have my lines for certain things. I mean, you know, there's not enough money on the planet.
Let me go one step further.
Yeah.
Let's say I agree I'll take their money with the implication that I'm not going to talk about them, and then I still do. Am I unethical because I took their money and then stepped, then I can't
double unethical
about them?
Yes.
Because you broke the contract and you took money.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. Just checking to see what you think, where you think the morality line is. And that's a consideration. Would I think about it? Yep. Would I do it? I probably would. No,
would. I think for $1 million, you would actually not talk about Monsanto.
No, I think that if the people who were close to me, if my children knew I was doing that, especially my daughter, and if Meredith knew I was doing that, she would be more than disappointed. And
all you do is you buy him a little blue box and say, don't you worry, you're not upset about it.
No, that doesn't work.
It's a business. This is not, I mean, here's the thing. It's a business that you're trying to run, and I think that I know exactly how this would go down. I could totally play this out. Monsanto calls Doug. He says, $1 million, man, I could really use that money. And he'd take the money, he'd make the deal with Monsanto, and then he'd come on the air and he'd say, well, I can't really talk about this deal I just dug, but Richie, I can't tell you why this annoys me so much. I can't. What you would want to normally say. You would just, and you tell us that you couldn't say it.
And we got a guest coming up, so we got to take a break here. But I see this with Doug all the time already. There are things that he says and talks about that annoy some people and affiliates. Mm. And I will say, Doug, you shouldn't talk about this because people might get upset.
Right.
And he does it anyway.
Of course.
Because he's just like, what's in his head has to come out.
Well, but I do have a sense of propriety in what's right and wrong, I think. And that's, I don't mean to stick on my chest, Doug, you great guy, but there are a lot of people who don't have a lot of morals and the fabric. I mean, I've certainly made plenty of mistakes in my life, but I hope I learn from them. We've all made plenty of mistakes in our lives. It's not to learn from your mistakes that is the problem. And so is it a mistake to talk about Monsanto? If they want to give me money and I don't want to take it because I don't like them and I don't want to talk about them. Well, I say this when the Walmart thing came around and I lost $86,000 in revenue because of what I was doing. 2 weeks later, Sam's Club came on. So they put the money on in just a different way to save face. What are you going to say bad about Sam's Club? Nothing.
Well, part of it is also you kind of have Tourette's syndrome.
Well, that's
like,
your read on
it. You can't hold it in. It's
43 past the hour. Jonathan Levine joins us. We understand more the cloud technology that is available to us. Man, do I need to know about this. That's up next here on Good Day.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
7-Eleven now has these amazing new breakfast melts. And they're only $2.99. Take it.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Our announcer decided to try the product. He was trying to explain 7-Eleven has two new melts that are toasted in-store. A bacon, egg, and cheese, and a sausage, bacon, and cheese. Both with thick-cut hickory-smoked bacon and aged cheddar cheese served on an artisan ciabatta roll for only $2.99.
Only at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, only at 7-Eleven.
This report is brought to you by RP. According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, an estimated 22 million school days are lost each year due to colds alone. Despite the frequency with which children get sick, mothers are underutilizing healthcare professionals for advice on best treatment options. A new survey, released by RB, reveals that mothers nationwide are struggling to treat their children's cough and cold symptoms, affecting both energy levels and focus. However, only 23% of mothers surveyed would consider seeking professional help. The National Association of School Nurses is collaborating with RB on this education educational effort to raise awareness. Lawrence E. Flint, M.D., pediatric hospitalist and assistant professor, Department of Health Informatics, Rutgers University.
We encourage parents to reach out to their health care provider to determine when it's appropriate to give their child an over-the-counter medication. It's important to be well-informed in order to make the best decisions possible regarding our children's health.
For more, visit the National Association of School Nurses website at www.nasn.org.
46 past the hour on Good Day. Jonathan Levine is the Chief Technology Officer for Intermedia, which is a provider of business applications in the cloud. He has a lot of experience in information technology, cloud operations, data. What am I doing with my New England
thing?
I don't know. It's coming out today.
It is, yeah. All right, anyway, let's get to what we need to know about the cloud. I actually, Jonathan, I'm close to this because I just had a discussion with my Verizon representative about whether I should pay to have cloud protection on my all of my devices here. Should I?
Well, I think you do need protection, Doug. There are a lot of security threats, and the same technology that makes it easy for us to get access to all the information that we want, the internet, is making it easy for criminals to get access to us.
Mm-hmm. So more and more, this idea of protection has more merit than it used to before we had so many crooks and hackers around.
Well, I think, you know, we always had the need for protection. I think we easily forget that computers are physical devices and they're subject to physical damage, and when they break, it can be difficult or even impossible to get the data off of them.
Right, so, the hard drive is corrupted, something like that happens. That's actually happened to me. I lost everything once because, mm-hmm. I don't know, somehow or other the soft and the remember the days of floppy disks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Jonathan, explain the difference between a local backup and a cloud backup and why a cloud backup is good.
Well, a local backup is just what it says, and it's a external hard drive typically, or an external tape drive that's usually in your office. And those are okay, and those will protect you against a lot of things, but they typically won't protect you against physical damage to the office. So if you have we don't like to think about things like this, but if you have a fire or a flood that destroys your office, it'll destroy your backup too.
Mm-hmm.
The other problem with local backup is that it's something that you own and you have to take care of, and it can fill up, just like a computer's hard drive can fill up, the backup device can fill up. It's something for you to think about and maintain.
All right. So
cloud backup.
Go ahead. Finish that.
Yeah, so cloud backup is run by companies like Intermedia, like mine, that, you know, we take care of making sure that there's enough storage around for you to back up to.
Mm-hmm. And then your backup is backed up.
Yeah, that was what I was going to ask. Who's backing you up? Yeah.
But no, all of these data farms, Doug, they will have a backup. So let's say the data farm is in Pennsylvania. There's another one in Colorado that backs it up.
So what happens if you don't have anything backed up? Is it completely gonzo no matter what, or are there ways, do you have your ways of finding things? And maybe we play this into what's going on with Apple and the FBI at the moment. They can't get at the data. There apparently isn't any other way to get it, otherwise they'd have long since done it, right?
That's right. And, you know, with physical damage, sometimes you can take the device to a specialist, and at great expense and after a long time, they might be able to get the data off of it. But with crypto ransomware, this new criminal technology that's going in and scrambling your files,
mm-hmm.
in place on your hard drive, the criminals are using military-grade encryption.
Wow.
And just like with the iPhone, you could decrypt it, but you couldn't do it in your lifetime.
Mm-hmm. So This is one of those things you don't understand in the complication
network,
of this.
Yeah? We struggle with this all the time.
You do.
And we're constantly updating our backup. Everything on all of these computers surrounding me is backed up somewhere else around the country.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a big deal.
Yeah. All right. So if you are in a company or in a personal circumstance, if your company may somehow or other drop out of commission for days, maybe weeks, you need the backup, you might want to go to their website. Jonathan's company is Intermedia. You go to intermedia.net to see how you can play in their pool. Jonathan Levine, thank you for being here explaining things that many of us didn't know.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Now, 53 after the hour, Doug Steffen and the Tech Talk Time feature that so many people enjoy because they're learning along with me. A focus on Apple, but not completely, because there is a feature that we have featured at DougSteffen.com that you ought to have on your child's phone. We'll tell you about that in just a moment here on Good Day.
Millions of people have switched to Sprint this past year. To celebrate, we're extending our 50% off promotion so you don't have to miss out. Switch to Sprint today and save 50% off most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rate plans for a limited time only. And now, you can save $200 instantly when you get the Samsung Galaxy Note 5 or Galaxy S6 and trade in your working smartphone. All this on the Sprint network, which is faster, more reliable, and has better coverage than ever. So why wouldn't you switch today? This special offer is available for a limited time only. So hurry in. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com to learn more.
Claim based on Sprint's analysis of average LTE download speeds using Nielsen and MP data. Speeds may vary. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium content. Subject to new line port activation fee and credit. See website for eligible plans. Savings until 2018 after pay full amount. Requires trade-in of current working smartphone. Limit one per line. Restrictions apply.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
Jennifer and Doug, Tech Talk time, 56 past the hour now. Here's a reason your child needs a smartphone. Pennsylvania mom found her kidnapped daughter in a parking lot 150 miles away using the Find My Phone app. This was a terrifying turn of events. You can read the story at DougStephan.com. 18-year-old, her ex-boyfriend took her against her will. The mom received a text from her daughter asking for help, so she contacted the state police. Police started tracking her iPhone using the locator app. When they found the girl, she was bound and gagged with duct tape in a McDonald's parking lot 2 hours away from her home.
That is so scary.
It really is. The police arrested this guy.
A great use for technology. You know, we've been talking about the negatives of technology. That's a good story.
Right. So speaking of that, as we continue to try to figure out what this Apple deal is all about, because this part of the program is all about technology, here's an expert, a tech expert named Jay Struberg, who looked into John McAfee's offer to, you know, push Apple out of the way, give him a headline or two, whether it would work for him to help the FBI.
John McAfee, the outspoken pioneer of cybersecurity, has an idea. He'll do it himself. McAfee, who created the antivirus software that still bears his name, says he and his team will break the encryption on the iPhone that belonged to one of the San Bernardino shooters. He made the offer in an op-ed first published by Business Insider. He said he is volunteering to crack the phone's encryption so Apple doesn't have to worry about creating an exploitable backdoor into its own products. It's also not a bad way to get some attention since he's one of the Libertarian Party's candidates for president. His campaign slogan is privacy, freedom, and technology, which makes the Apple story the perfect issue for him to tackle. In his op-ed, he wrote, if the government succeeds in getting this backdoor, then it will eventually get a backdoor into all encryption, and our world, as we know it, is over.
Now, I don't know how that's true because the operating systems on these phones change so often.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's why the government...
Apple can't even keep up with it.
Right, well, that's why the government... I mean, Apple has done this for the government 70 times before, but the operating systems have changed, which is why it doesn't work now. So if that's true, why wouldn't that be the case in the future?
Yep. Good thought.
I think everybody's using this to posture. I mean, Apple's getting publicity out of this one, and the FBI is trying to get a key.
Donald Trump should keep quiet when he says boycott Apple. Not smart on his part. Google.
He said, I just thought of it.
Right.
Leave him alone.
Google takes on Amazon. They have their new express grocery delivery service. For those of you who are looking to keep up with what's happening here in the drama known as the Good Day Program.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.